Hey everyone, what a treat I have in store for you today. The affirmation that is grounding this episode is I am in touch with my thoughts and mindful of my actions. Now, this is perfect for today as we talk leadership and as we talk how you are showing up. So let me give that to you one more time so we can get ourselves together. I am in touch with my thoughts and mindful of my actions. Are you? Well, let's see. Welcome to Coaching Cocktails and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker, the podcast that coaches you up while meeting you exactly where you are. Grab your water, tea, or something stronger and allow this podcast to help you feel the power in your pause. Come on in and join the conversation. Let's go. Hello, hello, hello. We have made it to episode number 9. Yes. For those of you who are returning, I already know that you have pulled up your comfortable chair. Hey, y'all. And for all of those who are new, welcome to our kitchen table. I am so happy that you were able to stop by. And if you love it, you are absolutely invited back, okay? And oh, this reminds me, change agents, we have got to get the word out. I have heard from so many of you, from DMs to emails on my social media, of how much this podcast is truly tapping into you. And I love it. You've been letting me know that this is helping you shift some of the barriers that are in your way so that you can journey as your best self. You know, to me, that is one of the most tangible things, and I get so excited because it means that I am doing exactly what I intended to do, which is meet you where you are and help coach you up just a little bit so that you can really live as your best self. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And listen, this podcast is not a secret. We want to share the love. We are in 10 countries, almost 3,500 listeners. And guess what? I am so excited. 8 more listens to episode 1. That will be 1,000. Yay! And how do I celebrate? You already know. Crab legs, cake, and a cocktail. Ooh, I cannot wait. I've asked you before, and I'm going to ask you again. Are you setting those milestones? Then when you reach them, no matter how small or large they are, how are you celebrating? And this ties right into the affirmation that kicked us off today. I am in touch with my thoughts and mindful of my actions. I am in touch with my thoughts, which could be a milestone, and mindful of my actions, what the plan is, how I get there, and how I celebrate. Yes, this is a form of leadership. Sometimes leadership doesn't need to be a mass of folks. You are a leader. So how are you showing up for the leader inside of you? Ooh, this episode is going to be so good. On this podcast, we break things down into 3 layers. The first, I give you a little bit of coaching. I gift you some soul work to challenge your thinking just a little bit. Then there's cocktails. It does not matter what you are sipping on. Nope, not at all. This is where you celebrate all of you with a cheers. And finally, there's conversations. Now, sometimes it's just you and I, and other times there's a special invited guest. And today we have our first male guest, Mr. Mario Scott. Mario works with executives and leaders to help them more creatively and effectively lead and develop their teams. So you ready to get started? Let's get into some coaching. We are jumping right in. How do you define leadership? Google defines leadership as the action of leading a group of people or an organization. It also relates leadership to a state of or a position. And just to add on from Coach Lolita's perspective, I say that leadership is also the ability and willingness to influence yourself and others through your actions. It's about climbing what I call that lead ladder. And standing on the foundation of AWA, your ability, your willingness, and your action. Now, before we go too far into everything, okay, because you know I'm all about the action, Grab your CCNC journal and take a few notes so it'll capture exactly what we're talking about. If you haven't already downloaded it, no problem. You can find it at lolitawalker.com/podcast. Or if you're not able to download now, not a problem at all. Just think through the exercises we do it, okay? If for any reason at all, you need a bit of time to think through what we're talking about or just to slow down the conversation, because I know sometimes I can talk pretty quickly, go ahead and press pause so that you can pause. Then come back and join us at the kitchen table, because guess what? We'll be right here. Now it's time for our soul work. There are four pieces to our soul work today. At the top, we've already done that piece. That is, what is leadership? For me, remember, it was standing on this foundation of AWA, ability, willingness, and action to influence myself and others. This is where I'm going to gift you four strategies on how to achieve your leadership as you've defined it. Because it is my belief that leadership starts with the same fundamental principles. And I want to gift you four strategies that I believe
will help you
climb this lead ladder. L. Lead with intention, clarity, and communication, because it's very important that you understand the strategic vision of where it is that we're going and that you're communicating this with intention. Those that are following you, those folks that you are leading with your ability, your willingness, and your action want to know that you know where you're going, right? E, empower and educate. We want people with us along the journey, and it's no need to hold all of this power of information to yourself when we can help educate others so as they continue to grow, that they've leveraged your leadership to now impact others. How powerful is it as a leader for you to look at those that you have led and now see them implementing some of the same strategies that you helped to ingrain within them? As a leader, what I have found is that that is so gratifying. Is that gratifying to you? A, authentically move, authentically behave, authentically act. You are a role model no matter if you want it, if you don't want it, no matter if you looked for it or you didn't look for it. Inside of an organization, whether it's professional or personally, you are being looked at all of the time. So true. We want to authentically move. We want to show up as our best selves so that when we're moving, we're acting, we're behaving, we are us. And finally, there's that D, which is delegate and disappear. On the core foundation of that is trust. Trust those that you've led and then disappear, because you already know that you delegating that is them understanding not only the expectations, but that you've taught them enough that they can go out and fly. Now, these principles are for work, life, and home. So we must remember leaders are at all levels of this lead ladder. They're also empowering and educating, and they're also leading with clarity, communication, and this intention. You see the cycle here? This is climbing that lead ladder. So now you have at the top, what is leadership? Now you have Lolita's four strategies to climb this lead ladder. Next, under that, for this third piece, now here's the work. I want you to draw two arrows. One is going down into the left and one is going down into the right. And on the left side, it's just me, the word me. And on the right side, it's me with my clients, if you're an entrepreneur, or my leader. Now I want you to think about it. You already have the what is leadership? You already have the how are you going to achieve it? We already talked about the who. On the left-hand side, you have me, and on the right-hand side, you either have your leader or you have me with my clients. What's next? We're going to do a stoplight check-in. I love a stoplight check-in. Are you green, yellow, or red as related to the L, the E, the A, the D when it comes to you? And then how is your leader showing up? Or if you're an entrepreneur like myself, how are you showing up with your clients? So I want to give you a minute to go ahead and write down, how are you showing up? What color are you if you're doing a stoplight check-in? For me, when I look on the left-hand side, I had two green and two yellow. That's fair. On the right-hand side, I had four greens. Did something similar happen to you? What if I told you that that left-hand side was you, how you are showing up as a leader? How did you fare if all greens is 100%? Me, I was at 50%. But when I look at me as a leader with my clients, based on what they've told me, not just what I'm thinking in my head, right? Based off of what I know that they told me from feedback, it's all green. It's that 100%. Huh. It's interesting because when we want to show up as true leaders for ourselves, to ourselves, oftentimes we are unable to. Oftentimes there's something that is driving us to be yellow or to be red. I'm so transparent on this podcast. I'll share with you my two yellows. My first yellow was empower and educate. And I graded myself as yellow because there's a little bit more I could be doing to continuously educate myself on my expertise, educate myself just to take myself to the next level on a number of things. So that's the piece that I gave myself yellow on. And the other piece is delegating and disappearing. That's really because especially as an entrepreneur where I am in my business right now, I'm taking on so much. It's getting to a point, rightly so, as you expand, that you also need to expand into a team and let go a little bit so that you can, in fact, delegate and disappear. This allows you to now trust other people to do the work that they are capable of and they're qualified for versus you taking on so much. If your right side is plagued with yellow and red, it might just be an indicator that you need to schedule a meeting to chat with your leader. I've actually heard from some of you all that you want to talk about difficult conversations and how to have those, and we'll do that in the future. But with that, what is it that I can shift or do more of so that my yellows and reds manifest themselves to green? Does that make sense? I love it. So you have now done your soul work. You have here, just as a recap of what we've pulled away, what is leadership as you define it? Four ways that you can consider achieving that through climbing the lead ladder, according to Lolita. Next, we have assessed you and then your leader, or you and then you with your clients by way of this lead ladder. You've even done a stoplight check-in so that you can reassess later, hey, where do I stand for myself and as a leader? And are there things that I can do in order to bring myself back up to green? In this case, green is at your highest self or your leader at 100%. Make sense? I love it. Well, now let's get into some cocktails. Whew, that was another good session. What do you think? What are you celebrating today? Well, today I am celebrating a number of things. I am celebrating the fact that I had my Women's Weekend Renewal Retreat and it was so exciting. It was so memorable. It was so action packed. And my pure excitement and what I'm celebrating is the feedback that I continue to have 1 week after the retreat ended. So yay, here's celebration for that. Another cheers is the clarity on LEAD. And this is a cheers to each of you for recognizing where you are on the lead ladder and where you are as related to the stoplight on each of the steps in the lead ladder. I think that there's so much power in acknowledgement. So here's a cheers to you. And then a final cheers for today and for you being here at number 9. You know, everything in these podcasts is building one upon one upon one. So no matter what order you listen to it in, when you go back, you'll say, oh yeah, right? Remember episode 1 was all about standing on your foundation. We've even talked about you when your courage met your fear. We've talked about grabbing hold of that power. We've talked about who is at your playground. All of these things are really you tapping into the innermost you so that then you can walk differently, talk differently, and be differently as you continue to move into the highest version of yourself. Does that make sense? Oh, I love it. Well, I think we are ready to meet Mario at the kitchen table. Let's go. Hey, Mario, how are you today?
I'm doing super well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much for agreeing to come on Coaching Cocktails and Conversations. I know we are going to have an amazing time.
I'm super excited to be here. It's always good to talk to you.
Yes. And you know what? You are my first male guest. Can you believe that?
Like I said, I'm the Jackie Robinson of this podcast.
42. All right. I love it. I love it. I love it. We are talking leadership untapped.
You are the perfect person to bring us home on that. You know how you're talking about Jackie Robinson, you can hit this home run. Before we even get started, I wanted to welcome you to the kitchen table. This is where, you know, all the listeners are, and we're just pulled up having a comfortable conversation, okay?
That sounds good to me.
Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Mario Scott, born and raised in Germany. I come to you by way of Berlin and Baltimore, if that makes sense. I think I have a unique, diverse background in my upbringing. Graduate of South Carolina State University. Have my MBA from Loyola in International Business and Management. Also, I'm working on a second master's at Georgetown, and I'm passionate about people. I'm passionate about leadership. I exercise some of that gift at Pfizer. I get the chance to work with an amazing group of people and try to help achieve their goals. And I'm a Kappa, by the way, for all of my fellow loops on here.
For all those divine nine out there, we have a Kappa and an AKA blessing your airwaves right now. I love it. So when you think about leadership, just talk to me about, how do you even define leadership?
Well, listen, I think it's funny. Like, I always say that leadership is motivating people to go in directions that they may have not thought to go themselves, but when they get there, they thought that they did it. Mm-hmm. So, and I really believe in leading from an inspirational standpoint. I think the old adage is, if you make someone dream more, then you're a real leader. But I don't think you have to necessarily lead from a positional aspect. So leadership is not even really a special person. Leadership is an action. Mm-hmm. People have the ability to look at certain things that happen around us and be able to influence those things. That's a concept of what I think leadership is. It's identifying what the missing ingredient may be and then bringing that to the kitchen table, if you will, to make some impact.
And what that just made me think about is the notion that I've talked to the audience about before of standing at this intersection of you and change. And when you're standing there, are you going to choose to go left, right, backward? Are you going to stay complacent where you are? Or are you going to lead forward? So I love when you say leadership is not a position, it's the action. When we talk leadership untapped and you being this leadership expert and you're standing right there at this intersection, let me give you this scenario. You decide that you're going to go right, but what does leadership look like when everybody's on a fence of whether they're going to follow you?
You got to stand on a certain amount of morals and a certain amount of conviction and experience. Mm-hmm. I always say, I want my people to buy me first. Even in the position I'm in now, when I came in, the majority of my team has more experience than me, has more knowledge about the product than I did. All of the above was true, but I needed them to buy into Mario first. Mm-hmm. It's then based on what I bring to the table, decision is still theirs on which way to go, right? Mm-hmm. My job is just to facilitate the direction. Take the onus away of, am I going left and right, as opposed to, am I going in the direction that's best for me? As long as they look through it through that lens, then it's not a zero sum. You may be able to course correct. Maybe you realize that they went left, but there's enough room on this road for me to make a U-ey and go back the other way if I need to. To me, it's, as a leader, I'm facilitating that decision. I'm not making it for them.
In that space of a positional leader, I chose to go right. Now, the decision on whether or not you come with me is that internal choice, that compass that says, is this right for me? You talked about morals. So I love that you're bringing it together. And then that hits on one of your key mottos, which is leading from the inside out. Talk to us a little bit about that.
I really believe in leading from the inside out because, as I mentioned before, I think it's about inspiration. I don't want you to follow me because you have to. In corporate America, I have positional authority. I can say you're going to go right and begrudgingly you'll go right. Mm-hmm. But I think it's much more impactful if you really go right because you're making that decision to go right. You know, leading from the inside out to me is very apropos to, there was a philosophy expert and business leadership guy named Peter Lencioni. And he talked about the five dysfunctions of a team, right? Mm-hmm. And so it was a pyramid. And so at the very bottom of that pyramid is an absence of trust. I spend a lot of time trying to build trust with my team, trying to make sure that they know they can be honest and connect with me, right? Because the level right above that is a fear of conflict. So if there's a lack of trust, you fear conflict. So you get a lot of people doing this, but not really buying in, just saying it because from a position, they know they have to. The level above that then is commitment. Because if you don't have those things in place, there's a lack of commitment. Not I'm doing it because it's the best mode of action. Not I'm doing it because I think it's going to be a good outcome, but only because he said. And if you're doing that, then there's a lack of accountability. And if there's a lack of accountability, the end result, you're not going to have the results that you need. Leading from the inside out to me is establishing trust. That has nothing to do with my position. That has nothing to do with how much I know versus how much you know. But it's us buying into each other and saying, how can we go towards a mutually agreed upon destination in the best fashion.
I think you hit on a number of key things right there. When you talk about this mutual trust, one of the things that's coming to me right now is my first leadership position. And when I say leadership position, I mean my first management position, where I was managing over 150 people. I was in a manufacturing environment in South Boston. And I remember saying to myself, be yourself. At the end of the day, you are yourself. And people follow who they love, who they trust, to your point, and who is willing to do the work. One of the things on leading from the inside out is really knowing yourself and then trusting other people to do the work that you're showing them that they can do, right? So a lot of times, I know for me, what I had to let go of the control that I once wanted to have and trust the fact that guess what? You've shown over and over again your staff exactly what they need to do, and they know the expectations of you. You are a reflection of me. I love that you said that, leading from the inside out, because it makes me think of so many other things. But what are some of the things that you're doing, at least within your job right now, that you have seen successful on leading from the inside out?
You just touched on one. Number one, authentic leadership. What you see is what you get. It's being comfortable saying, I don't know. It's being comfortable not having the answer. And to you, the point that you just made that is really key that I was going to mention is giving up control, not control in the sense of organizational control. But for instance, I have a lead on my team for every function of our job. But in the past, they've had positions like that, but it's more in title only. Well, I'm the so-and-so lead, or to me, if you're going to be a lead, there needs to be some action that goes along with that. When I have to present on certain products or I have to present on certain committees that I'm a part of, if you're the lead for that, we're going to do that together. And I'm going to give you the room to develop in that way and allow you, once again, that's building trust, right? Because they realize, Mario, you could just do it all by yourself. But for me, I really delegate that because number one, I think I'm leading by example. And number two, then I'm helping them develop skills that they may need to pursue opportunities that they want to pursue in the future.
Mm-hmm. I love this type of dialogue. And it's perfect for the kitchen table because you just said delegate. And one of the things that my father always talks to me about was the dad principle. And it is delegate and disappear. Because going back to the beginning, you are an authentic leader. They already know how you show up. They already know what you expect out of them. So allow them to do their job. That's what they're getting paid for. And you as a leader are here to lead, but to also follow. And when you can sit back and work on the strategic stuff that is making that organization actually tick day in day, then allow them to do what they're very good at. What are the skills that they bring to the table? So when we go back to this leading from the inside out, I think it's also showing up and being confident in the skills that you bring to the table. Absolutely. Because when we don't walk in that confidence, it shows everywhere. What are some things that you do to help your employees recognize the greatness that already resides within them?
And I'll tie this to saying that, you know, I think a mistake leaders make a lot of times is trying to prove that they're worthy of the position.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that I remember saying to my team was, I don't have to prove nothing to you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here now. It's not about doing it Mario's way. If there's a particular task or situation that we're trying to deal with, to attack it their way. Under the agreement that if it doesn't work, we'll look at doing it maybe a little different way, but I want them to be proactive. I have two business rules. Number one, is it compliant? Are we following the rules that are in our given business? And number two, does it make business sense? I focus sometimes just on our culture, given the pandemic that we're in. You know, we were really on the forefront of a lot of these ideas of happy hours at work and things, and we took those time to talk about our individual development so that the team could hear each other's goals as well. It wasn't just me having a conversation with folks one-on-one, but as a group, let's talk about where we want to go. And maybe you have a network that this person can benefit from. So in doing those kind of things, showing up and allowing some vulnerability to be in place as well, to be authentic to yourself in that way, that builds that trust that allows people the flexibility to go, hey, you know what? He's walking the walk of what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And you said something great about delegating and disappearing. In my job, I'm thinking three steps ahead. I already know how I need the chess pieces to move, but I want to empower you to move them. Mm-hmm. But I know where we need to go as a collective.
Yeah, and then also articulating to your team what that goal is. One of the other mistakes that some leaders make is they have yet to express or articulate where the vision is. Where's the clarity of where the vision's going? I want to make sure that you know where we're going so that I can feel comfortable on knowing what part do I play in this? Where am I standing inside of this puzzle? And when you can make that very clear to your employees, then guess what? Not only is it clear, not only do they know where they fit into the puzzle, but now they know what they're going to do. Allow them to figure out the how to get there.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that.
I probably fell victim of this too a lot. This in our conversation talking about trust. Sometimes people ask me, well, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's about building the intent. I want my team to understand that my intent is always going to be to support them. My intent is always going to be have them be their best versions of themselves. If I can demonstrate to them that my intent is good, that doesn't mean we're always going to agree. That doesn't mean I'm always going to make the right decision. But because the intent is there, it gives you some equity in that relationship. It's a shared vision. It's not my vision. You fulfill it. It's a team vision. It's a team goal and it's a team direction.
One of the things I talked about before you joined today was this notion of how to lead. And I left four strategies and I really feel like we've hit on them all. The L-E-A-D. L was really leading with intention, clarity, and commitment. We've hit that on the head. The next is empowering and educating. You talked about empowerment, the notion of leading from the inside out and empowering your people as you continue to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then the A was authentically moving, authentically leading, coming from your best self. Finally, that whole delegate and disappear. And when you're able to do that, no matter if you're leading a team of one, which is you, because you are a leader, how you show up every day, or you're leading a team of thousands globally, the reality is leadership is the same principle over and over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. It's one thing to consider. And the second thing is that when you think about how companies inspire action in terms of product is to a much more minimal extent do people care about what you do. They care about why you do it. So when you look at what's made Apple successful, right? There's surely companies that make computers. There's a ton of companies that make phones. Apple never really tells you we're selling phones on the front. They say, look, we believe in innovation. We believe in changing the status quo. And by the way, we make a phone. You want to buy one? So you're buying into what they believe. You're not necessarily buying into necessarily what they do. And as a leader, it's the same concept. You're buying into what I believe and who I am and what I'm presenting to you. I don't manage people. I lead people. I manage tasks.
Mm-hmm.
And so the term manager to me sometimes minimizes that relationship. I lead people, but I give them powers to be leaders themselves because to your point, how you show up, we all can take the action to be a leader. I'm kind of going back to the beginning that leadership is not a person or a position. Mm-hmm. Leadership is an action.
You can be a manager of others without necessarily being a leader. And until we get into these practices that we've talked about today or not falling into the pitfalls that a lot of new leaders make, then everybody's still going to stay at that status quo of being a manager. In your first role, I know in my first role, I initially started as being a manager. I went into the position being a manager until you get in it and you stand on the laurels of your foundation and recognize, hey, wait a minute now, I'm good at what I do. Some of it is natural leadership. I believe that there are innate qualities in some of us that make us natural leaders. Do you believe that?
Sure. Well, listen, I think sometimes the things that stick out are more personality traits. Some people kind of look at a leader as someone who's extroverted, for instance, right? Who's the first one to say something, the first one to stand up. But to me, right, when you're looking for real leadership, it's about quality over quantity. I would say even on my team, you know, sometimes it's the person who speaks the least. But when they speak, there's impact that you go, man, there's something about that person. I don't need that person now to become the most extroverted person if that's not who they are. But they have innate leadership skills. And I think as leaders, such as yourself and myself, the key is identifying leadership beyond the surface. And once again, you said right from the inside out. Mm-hmm. So it's not about who's the loudest and who's the proudest, but looking at on the inside, who has the substance of making significant impact.
Mm-hmm. What is one thing that you would say is untapped in leadership?
Development. What I mean by development is we live in a society where there's a lot of pressure on performance today, yesterday, actually, right? The corporate term is who can come in and hit the ground running, right? and what that means is I don't want to develop you. I want you to already be cooked. There's a gap there. And in regards to folks who really want to go beyond what's easy, beyond what's good and find what's great.
Mm-hmm.
I had the opportunity to hire a young lady who had the least amount of tenure of anybody else in the candidate pool.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw in her the potential to be a fantastic member of our team. I took the leap and did that. Now, is it going to take me some more time in regards to working one-on-one and all these things? Yes. But I think as a leader, if we're going to create a next generation of leaders, we can't just go through what's recycled all the time. We have to be willing to put in the work, the sweat equity, if you will, to identify diamonds in the rough, folks that, you know, you may have to do a little bit of work on the front end, but will pay even bigger dividends on the back end.
Mm-hmm. A good leader is able to tap in to that untapped potential. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what it is. When you describe what you call leadership untapped, and that one thing that is untapped being development, in my mind, I'm also agreeing and I'm saying what's untapped is your potential. And how are you going to allow your potential to now be unleashed? And the beauty is that sometimes as leaders, we can see that. We'll be like, oh, absolutely. How you did that woman right there, you're not even ready for the greatness that I'm about to develop her into because it's already there. What I'm encouraging everybody around this kitchen table to do is really look inside of yourself and recognize what is the untapped potential that I have inside of me. Because somebody might see it, but somebody might not see it. So when you show up at that next kitchen table, when you show up at that next board meeting, when you show up at your job, I want you to know the skills that you bring to the table, the strengths that you bring to the table. So now you're acting in those.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love it.
Are you taking who you have and expanding their vision?
A couple things that I used to always tell my employees, and I still do, is this. One, we're only as strong as our weakest link. So it does not behoove you to talk about anybody on this team. We are all in this link together. And when one falls off, we all fall. That's number one. The second is, don't ever let me find out something in the hallway. If there is somebody that's going to come to me and ask me something about something that you've said about my team, then guess what? I'm going to need you to run into my office, send me a ping, send me a text message, send me something. Don't let me be surprised, because when I'm surprised, you're going to get surprised.
No, that's so true. I always, listen, my team knows. If I have any sort of control issues, I never want to not know.
Yeah.
So once again, trust me enough to say, hey, Mario, this is what happened. Because if I got to find out about it somewhere else, then I'm not going to be too much of a happy camper. I hear you. Do not let me find stuff out around this water cooler.
Yes. And it's more like, listen, I trust you and I'm giving my all to you every single day. And I want your all to me, really, because of that trust. And I've always prided myself on having that team that was real close. Mm-hmm. When I say close, like everybody doesn't need to go to the family barbecue, but I mean close in respect at work to do your work because of exactly what we talked about. As we kind of bring this to a close, I just want to bring in and round out some of the stuff we talked about that I think are some awesome little nuggets for the crew here today. Leading with intention, clarity, and commitment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Empowering and educating and figuring out the right way to do that with your group and your team. Mm-hmm. Authentic leadership, just moving with action.
Yep.
Delegate and disappear. Mm-hmm. We also talked about that notion of clarity is so big. I could come back to that time and time again. And communication. Oh, that could be a whole podcast in itself.
Right. It's true. Listen, everybody needs that differently. To me, communication is about bringing value. You said clarity. Mm-hmm. I'll add to that and say value. So some people need more touch points because it makes them feel value. Mm-hmm. Some people need less. But to your point, it's communicating to the need of the individual.
Yes, and the individual communicating the need to the leader. I'll give you an example of that. If I know I need more, and if I know that my leader isn't tapping into me in the way that I feel rewarded or that I'm being heard, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with saying, hey, Mario, you know what? I think we should just go ahead and meet every 2 weeks for the next 2 months. And here's the purpose of that. Bam, yeah. Set it up. You don't need to wait. Really, the encouragement too is not to wait. Right? We're not waiting around for things to happen, because what we do know about coronation is that everybody's got something going on. Leaving your development, this untapped leadership, leaving that to somebody else isn't always the right thing. We've got to step up and know exactly what it is that we want and how someone can help us so that we can ask.
Absolutely. Yeah, FIRE is what we call our own it culture.
Mm.
It's really about empowering you to do your job and empowering you to own your development. Even though I'm responsible for a business number at the end of the Mm-hmm. The reality is my performance is their performance. Mm-hmm. And I want them to feel that they have my support. And I hope that the way that I'm leading them will inspire them at the point of the day where they go, I guess I'll shut it down or I can make one more call. I've done my job. But I think it starts because I care about them as individuals before means to an end. I want them to feel that from a very authentic place.
Oh, I love that. Okay. We have dropped some major nuggets. I'm loving it. So I hope everybody has their pen and CCNC journal and they are writing all of these nuggets down. It's time for our come as you are round. And this is where I throw you a couple questions and I just want you to answer whatever comes to mind first. The first is, why is the work you do so important and full of impact?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. And I feel like that's a softball. I my team works in the vaccines division and we know what kind of situation we're in right now. And to work in a space that's preventative and helping our accounts and providers protect babies, protect at-risk adults as well, is something that it's super impactful. It's super inspiring to be on the front end of that and working in a space that it's not reactionary, but we're proactively trying to prevent disease. It is something that I think gets me out of bed every morning with a smile on my face and rolled up sleeves ready to go to work.
Okay. What is one strength that you bring to the table in your work, but you hadn't always recognized that it was a strength?
For me, it's an analytical ability. I'm a pretty extroverted person, but I'm a pretty laid back guy by nature. So people tended to always think that Mario was heavy on relationship because I am, but my athletic background has given me a passion for numbers. Why they think I'm just laid back and I'm kind of just moving along, what they didn't see before, but I've gotten a lot of more exposure in that regard, is my ability to analyze data and to be really strategic with the actions that I take.
What is one barrier that is sometimes still in the way of you leaping beyond where you are today?
In the spirit of authenticity, it's fear. For me, something that I constantly battle is this notion of calculated risk. But I'm really trying to move into a space where I don't let fear dictate my decision. But I would say fear is something that probably is a developmental area for me.
Mm-hmm. And what I will say is you're not alone. You know, I ask these questions to every guest who's at the kitchen table, and I'll tell you probably over 80% are fear based, you know, and if you really dig down three more layers, it'll come to fear. The other ones who don't outright say fear. One thing we didn't make very clear that I want to make a little clear, so I'll ask your opinion on this, is leadership is not only in the corporate spaces or the workspaces. There actually is leadership at home and in your personal life. Talk a little bit about how does the work you do and everything we just talked about show up when you go home as well?
Yeah, well, listen, I think if you're authentic, I don't necessarily, and some people may disagree, which is great as well, but I don't subscribe to a work Mario and home Mario and a community Mario. Mario is Mario. So some of these same principles that I talk about and that we've talked about in the work, you know, I try to do at home as well. You obviously know my wife and she's very successful in her own right. And so, but I'm comfortable in my leadership of the home. There's never sort of this knock of the horns because I don't have to say I'm the man in my house. I think people who kind of go, I'm the man, or I'm the leader, I'm the boss, I'm the this. There's a lack of self-confidence or surety there. Because I focus on the inside out, I focus on connecting with my wife in a way that we put our strengths together and she can operate in her strengths and I can operate in mine, and we can complement each other's weaknesses. To your point, we have a clear vision of where we want our family to go and we're driven by that. We're not driven by sort of these, what I consider like superficial built-in roles. The role is whatever is needed right now. There's days where she's the stronger one. There's days where I'm the stronger one. But we're moving as the movie Drumline, one band, one sound.
I like that. I like that. And we probably can do an entire show just on home relationships and leading through the power of two people and making a home relationship work. But I say that because what you've talked about is clarity. We're clear on our family vision and where we want it to go. Yes, we're going to play roles however they come to fit as long as we're moving in that same direction. And when that direction shifts, guess what? We're going to talk about it. So there's that communication right there, right? I love that you talked about you don't delineate between a home and work. But what I will tell you is that as a woman, what I find a lot of times happens is that there is that switch of let me show up differently at work. And It's not that anybody's making you except for society and then the chatter that you have inside of your brain. And yeah. I say that to say, I love what we've talked about here is leading from the inside out, because it's a reminder to everyone that guess what? Your authentic you, that A we talked about in leadership, mm-hmm. is how you have to be at work and at home, because the stresses of life are not going to allow you to do that for too much longer.
No, you make a great point. I'm not a woman, particularly not even a black woman in that sense, but and I'm not even pandering here. I'm just saying, as a male, I see the struggle that you all have, particularly when you're motivated and you're driven to be taken seriously, particularly in the work environment. Sometimes you have to have these really developed alpha almost role because the society is making you feel like you have to do these things to be recognized. And then you go home and then you're trying to figure out what, how do I turn this thing off? I've been on all day. And mm-hmm. so it's definitely a challenge. And it kind of goes back to, you know, what you said about communication. Mm-hmm. If you so happen to be in a relationship, make sure that you're having that clear line of communication so that it's clear and that, mm-hmm. you know, and if trust is built, we talked about trust, mm-hmm. then we can have that conversation where I can say, hey, you're right. Or you can say, hey, you know, you might want to think about this a little differently. But I just want to just echo what you said from a male perspective, that I definitely see that pull that you all have and the struggle that you all have in being successful, because it's hard to come home sometimes and turn it off. Mm-hmm. It's hard sometimes to figure out the balance that's needed to be impactful. So from a male's perspective, once again, I'm not a woman, but I would say just make sure that you have, you know, a circle of people around you, a village around you that will help you talk about those things and highlight maybe blind spots that can exist when you're trying to balance home and your professional life.
What a great interview. I am so glad that I had you on to talk about leadership and leading from the inside out. And honestly, what a great session to have as my first male guest, right?
Jackie Robinson.
And I say that because when I think leadership, the perspective of leaders sometimes vary between men and women. Sometimes it's more of the how you get things done versus the what. I think it's just such a great perspective, and we could probably talk on this forever. I have one final question. Yeah. Here is where we give a toast to our guests who joined us today. If you were to say cheers to the guest that's here with us at the kitchen table, what would you cheers to?
Cheers to number one, you. Because what you're doing and in trying to empower the world, and so to speak, right, and women particularly, needs to be commended. And I want to give you a cheers before you ever blow up, because you will blow up. So continue to expand your territory.
Yes.
I think it's important that we give each other praise along the way. We tend to always wait till you have mm-hmm. 100 million followers. Now you're great. No, you're mm-hmm. great. With however many followers you got right now. So cheers to you in that way.
Oh, thank you so much. I receive all of that. I receive that. Thank you.
And then the second cheers is cheers to my overcoming some fear and having a podcast of my own that I'm developing. My podcast is called Maybe It's Just Me. And in that podcast, I discuss some of the very things we're discussing now. It's based on a lot of leadership principles, but I also have a section of each podcast to where I talk about some investing advice. If you're looking for some ideas in terms of investing and in terms of unique and creative leadership, check out Maybe It's Just Me on your major platforms of you.
And I'll add that to the show notes as well, so everybody listening in. And then Mario, tell us if folks are looking for speakers to come in as far as leadership goes and helping their teams, where can they reach you?
Please don't hesitate to reach out to me on LinkedIn, Mario Liddell Scott. So L like Larry, A like Apple, D like dog, E like Echo, L like Larry. Then you can also email me at liddell.scott@hotmail.com. And yes, I have Hotmail. Well, thank you so much for inviting me, allowing me to actually go out and say, I am the first in terms of breaking a barrier. And yes. Thank you for all that you're doing. And please continue to do the great work that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
We have concluded another episode of Coaching, Cocktails, and Conversations with Lolita E. Walker. Connect with me at lolitawalker.com for speaking, coaching, and my book, The Intersection of You and Change. Next time, bring a friend. Cheers!